Officials in northern Afghanistan say a suicide bomb attack on a mosque has killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens of others. Nathan Morley reports.
Authorities say the bomber struck the mosque on Friday at the start of the four-day Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. Officials say casualties included members of Afghanistan's security forces. The explosion came as President Hamid Karzai delivered a speech in Kabul marking the holiday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but suicide bombings are a favourite weapon of Taliban Islamists who are trying to topple the Western-backed government. German Brigadier General Gunter Kantz, the coalition's spokesman in Afghanistan, says that the insurgency in the country is growing increasingly desperate.
What we can see is that the Taliban is more and more targeting innocent civilians. People left the mosque and then this suicide attack took place.
Meanwhile, the U.S. military says it's investigating the deaths of two American service members after a man wearing an Afghan National Police uniform used his weapon against them. It's not clear if the attacker was a member of the Afghan security forces. The incident bears the hallmarks of so-called insider attacks, in which Afghan security forces or insurgents disguise themselves in Afghan or coalition uniforms, then open fire on NATO personnel. Such attacks have escalated this year, killing more than 50 coalition troops. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.